I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Thursday. Arizona Cardinals, they are on the brink of what they call an intense COVID protocol. The line is moving in favor of their opponent, the Cleveland Browns. Arizona looks to have issues with COVID. We'll keep an eye on that one. A deciding game in baseball. The Dodgers, who entered the World or the playoffs as the favorite to win it all, are in an elimination game at the Giants. And oh, by the way, there's been a pitching change for the Dodgers. They were a small underdog. They're still a small underdog. Giants are favored to win this series. Thursday night football, Tampa at Philly. It was a touchdown for Tampa. Now Philly money's brought it down just a little bit. We'll have a full preview and props from AJ. Here comes a 4 hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on a Thursday, live on 225 FSR stations across this great, great nation. What a Thursday, what a sports day. We got a good Thursday night game, Tom Brady. How does Tom Brady do at nighttime? After, you know, usually he would have had his kale shake. He'd be in bed with his special pajamas. No, he's playing football. How's he do? Not as good as you might think late at night. And we got the Dodgers elimination game with the Giants. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thanks, RJ. The Dodgers and Giants will wrap up their series tonight in an elimination game. We get the Bucks and the Eagles on Thursday night football. And the Cardinals, the 4-0 Cardinals, are struggling with COVID protocol. What is the Vegas lead?
I think the Cardinals are 5-0, aren't they?
Oh, excuse me, 5-0 Cardinals.
Yeah, they're not struggling quite as bad as you. I know you're anti-Cardinals, but come on now. You know,
let's get not struggling on the field.
No, true enough. Not yet, at least. I want to bookend today's hour with previews, Vegas style. We'll start, and listen, when the favorite is potentially eliminated here. So we'll start with the Dodgers and the Giants, and we'll finish the hour with the Bucks and the Eagles, Vegas style.
All right. The LA Dodgers at the San Francisco Giants tonight. The Giants are minus 115 favorites. The Dodgers making a late pitching change, RJ.
Yeah. So who's the new pitcher?
Yeah, I knew you were going to do this to me. Corey Knebel.
Remember now, John, who runs our board and does an amazing job of it, he is a huge Dodgers fan.
I'll take his word for it, then.
Huge. He said it was weird. He came on after our little pre-show call, and he goes, RJ, AJ's got that wrong. I'm just going to let him keep pronouncing it wrong, though. He goes,
oh, Johnny, I hope he didn't say that.
Well, what? I mean, would I say it if he didn't say it? I mean, would I mislead you?
Yes, you would.
Oh, yes. He didn't say
that.
You'll
like to mislead the audience, but you'll lie to me.
Well, that is true. That I accept. the way he told me, I tried to do a phonetic spelling, Knebel.
Okay.
You were wrong, though. So why go over it again?
Well, I went with what Isaac Lohenkron said in the update.
That's, well, so I mean, that doesn't make it any more right if it's wrong.
Okay, then I'll accept.
And I will say this. If Isaac Lohenthron says something, I'm 99% of the time going to agree with it if it's about a pronunciation specifically. But when the biggest Dodgers fan in L.A. tells me otherwise, I tend to go that way. You want to bet?
No, I don't want to bet.
I just didn't know if you wanted to go with Isaac.
So give me the correct pronunciation again, RJ, please.
You know, I'm already uncertain of it. It's been another minute.
John, can you hop on and give us the correct?
This was, fellas, this was literally something that was debated for a full season. Like, literally every day when he first came in 2016, but it's Urias. But for a whole year, literally every day, we would hear a different pronunciation every day, but it's Urias.
Well, I know it. I thought it was Urias, but I'll accept that one. But what about the Knievel scenario?
It's Evil Knievel? No.
Exactly. It's not Evil Knievel's cousin.
It is Knievel. Knievel.
So I should have taken your bet, RJ. I was right.
But here's the thing. That wasn't what John Ramos Ramos told me. But, you know, so I don't know. We don't know his exact pronunciation. So maybe that's a sign. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to accept it doesn't matter.
Well, can we call him Corey K?
Yeah, exactly. And
I think that's the right move. So Corey K.
Here's all people got to understand. If you're a new listener and you're not yet convinced of my brilliance, think a guy is entering his fourth year on the best radio network for sports in the world. I mean, it's not even close, Fox Sports Radio. And he can't pronounce every third name. How great must he be at his analysis? How amazing must his expertise
be? Really good at other stuff.
Think about it, right? It's like if an ugly guy comes out on a movie screen, your first thought is great actor. Right? When you hear me pronouncing players' names, you're thinking he must be smart at something.
I think you're on to something.
We are straight out of Vegas. I'm RJ Bell, AJ Hoffman. Okay, so you were looking at this, and obviously in baseball, there's been some real evolution of the theory, the strategy of the game. Obviously the Rays have been at the forefront of not having like a classic starting pitcher. There's obviously initially the Moneyball revolution and then the home run revolution. Strikeouts aren't a big deal. A lot of people complaining about the watchability, but you saw something in the moves that you think give us a hint of how this game's going to go tonight.
Well, back in 2018, the Dodgers and Brewers were tied 2-2 in the NLCS, and Milwaukee started Wade Miley, a lefty. He pitched to one batter, and they immediately pulled him for a right-handed pitcher, Brandon Woodruff. And I think what the Dodgers are doing here is preventing the Giants from stacking their lineup against a left-handed pitcher. And I don't know how long Corey Knievel can go, or Corey K can go, because he is a relief pitcher. But I think certainly the intent is to have Julio Urias out there, because this is one of their best pitchers over the course of this season. This is a guy who has really been dominant and has not lost a decision since June. So this is, I mean, he's obviously the guy
one of those pronunciations lost, but not the one you're using. So he's undefeated.
So what I'm saying is I think they want him to be the pitcher tonight. They just don't want the Giants to stack up their lineup with righties. And if they are going to do that, they want to make sure that they have to burn some depth early in the game.
Well, it seems like there's going to be two choices, right? So this is a very interesting point. So if with the pitcher you're going to platoon – the specific pitcher hasn't lost since June, you're going to say, okay, we want to really try to, as you said, stack the lineup. He's a lefty, so it would be with righties, right? Okay, so now what you're saying is, but wait a minute. If we start someone else for two innings, let's say, that's the intention. Now, what do they do? Do they accept the first six hitter? You know, how many righties would be in there? Do they put the lefties in just for that once around the lineup and burn the depth? Or do they accept the fact that they're going to not have the lefty-righty matchup they want with the first pitcher, but they'll have it for the second pitcher? So my guess is they'll do that. And even if they do that, it seems like a great move by the Dodgers, because just flip the order. If you went with the classic starter first and then went to the reliever, and it'd be the same amount of innings in theory, right, is then you would be able to switch with no real consequence at that point, right? Your righties had gotten a lot of time. So to me, this feels very savvy if this is the move by the Dodgers.
It seems like a very savvy move. He has – Corey Kay has given up one earned run since the beginning of September in about 12 innings. So obviously he's still a good pitcher. I guess the only concern, and I agree with you, I think the way to do it is stack your lineup like you're going up against Urias anyway and deal with that early in the game when Corey Kay is pitching. But I think the scary thing for the Dodgers is if somehow the Giants go out and blow up this relief pitcher who isn't their best option available.
Well,
then,
hold on. They must have thought he was getting time. He was going to get innings, or why put him in this spot? They could put any reliever in this spot as long as it wasn't a lefty, right?
Yes.
So this is their choice. They're saying of all the relievers except our closer and maybe the second closer, you know, this is our guy, or why else would you start him here?
No, you're right.
And you're saying maybe the stats don't back that up, and if so, that makes it interesting. We're straight out of Vegas. That's AJ. I'm RJ. I will say this. Now, this sounds like – I don't want to, you know, listen. We got hundreds of thousands across the country listening, 225-plus stations. But I got to tell a little truth, AJ. When you, came on board a couple months ago, at one point we were talking about Howard Stern. And this is going to make sense because I'm going to tell a story that actually is not the mistake you made. But you were saying, you want to hear something that's amazing? Is Jay Leno stole one of my bits when I was down in Austin. So when you were like 25 or 26, you were doing radio in Austin, right?
It was Saturday Night Live that I thought stole my bit.
Oh, it was okay. And what you said was you went from that. How long ago were you in Austin? For the gig?
I was there from 2004 to 2010.
Okay, so from 2010 until a couple, 8 weeks ago, you thought that Saturday Night Live stole a bit that you stole from Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And you didn't think to yourself, you know, what's the odds in Austin, like a college radio station, or Howard Stern in New York City and, on dozens of states. You never thought maybe Howard Stern was who they stole from.
I probably should have thought that.
You actually had this real, because you don't have much innocence. I mean, you're a cynical dude. You'd agree with that, right?
I do agree with that.
So, but it felt like the last little bit of innocence drained out of your face.
It left me.
It did, because you really were, chagrined. Because you were trying to process all this time. How many people had you told that Saturday Night Live stole something from you? Hundreds?
I said it on air.
Oh, my God.
When they did it, I said it on air.
Okay. Now, the only reason I brought that story up, well, it was fun. But the second reason was...
to humiliate me, of course.
No, just listen. AJ, this is new to you. When you tell the truth to the audience, they trust you. Right. So whatever you think you've lost over that, you've gained trust. All right. But let me tell you something that's even truer is I came up with something like in seventh grade that if I'm not mistaken, they're doing now. And if they're not, they still should do it. But I came up with it before, which was my thinking was this is you should always have if you are the road team. So that means you're pitching second. Right. So you're pitching in the bottom of the inning. I always thought yesterday's starter should be the starter.
Right. So
go ahead.
That's brilliant. That just blew my mind. Yeah, why not? Why not just fake him out?
Because the theory being is that if you bat through the first inning, if you bat through and actually get to the ninth hitter, you pitch hit for him. And thus you get almost like an effective DH. Now, how many times are you going to get to the ninth hitter in the first inning? Three times a month? But when you do, you get to pitch hit at that point at no consequence the other times.
And again, I'm not a rules expert, but I'm pretty sure you have to announce your starting pitcher before the game.
Yeah, you would. So what I'm saying is imagine this. Let's just say we call the pitcher yesterday, we'll call him Wednesday, and today's pitcher is called Thursday. Okay. So Wednesday actually was the effective pitcher that he actually pitched the game. Okay. So on Thursday, Wednesday is the starting pitcher, and thus he's batting ninth, And thus, if you bat through the first time you're up before you have to pitch, that's the key, right, is you can just pitch hit for Wednesday. But let's just say for the sake of argument, most of the times you don't get through to Wednesday, the ninth hitter. Well, you just say Wednesday you're out, Thursday's in.
But Wednesday would have to face at least one batter.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
No, you're telling me that's true?
I believe it is true.
That the starting pitcher has to face one batter.
In 2018, they did a similar maneuver, and they had the pitcher walk the first batter before switching him out righty for lefty.
Oh, well, I don't like that at all. Okay, so so what you're saying is the pitcher would have to pitch to one batter. Well, at minimum, he'd have to pitch to one. Would it be one pitcher, one batter? But it screws up. You know something? The last of the innocence just drained out of my face. God darn it. God,
we're even now. Thank you.
But I'm not sure you're right. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, I'm flustered. When we come back, let's talk Arizona and the COVID intense protocol. Now that it's all black and dim, I'll just go with the COVID. All right, we'll be back.
All that and more coming up next. And he's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the heavens.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And in just a minute, I'm AJ Hoffman. In just a minute, we're going to take a look at the Arizona Cardinals and the Cleveland Browns. There's some COVID going through Arizona right now, RJ, that could really affect how this weekend looks for them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the, I guess the threshold they're reaching here and puts them into some extreme state of protocol, that's meaningful. What? You know, let's do this, and then we'll actually get into this, because the line, listen, when the Vegas line starts moving, that's when you know it's serious, and that's what's happened here. Great day to join. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audiences doubled in the last year plus. That's because of you supporting the show, spreading the word, keep it up. We'll keep trying to pick winners and make you laugh, and AJ will keep mispronouncing words. And that's, you know, we don't judge them for that here. We do not judge them.
Because you never do it. Like, it's amazing. You never mispronounce a name. So you give me, the fact that you give me grace on that is very amazing of you. You're a gentleman.
No. See, you're missing the point. I'm the analyst. You're the host, or you're the person. Jonas didn't mispronounce a lot of names.
Well, Jonas was a real pro.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So the definition of a pro is they get paid, right?
Right.
You're getting paid, bud.
Okay.
I actually think there's a website where they have the phonetic spelling of all, like, everyone in sports. You might want to get a subscription.
I may need to do that.
All right. I'm going to finish up my you're the first person ever to interrupt me during this. It's got, like,
I apologize.
The listeners are, like, shocked. They're like, what is he doing? He's crazy.
Okay, they said that's so unprofessional.
It's 74 here in Vegas, everyone. And AJ got the neon all mixed up. It's going in multiple directions because of him. AJ.
All right, RJ, let's take a look at this Cardinals-Browns game. The 5-0 Arizona Cardinals at the 3-2 Cleveland Browns. The Browns now -3, -125. So pushing towards 3.5 as the Cardinals push towards intensive protocol.
Now, we talked about this at length, where at first glance, our thought was that Arizona is the better team. In fact, I still believe that. And in a vast majority of respected power rankings, Arizona is the better team. Well, home field advantage, and this is over Cleveland, home field advantage, which Cleveland benefits from, in the NFL today is about 2.5 points. It used to be 3, now it's 2.5. Okay, so if you're playing a team that's better than you, and you're at home, you're not going to be laying 2.5. You're going to be laying 2, 1.5, some variation of that. But the line is moving to 3.5. So does that mean Cleveland is clearly better by a large margin because they're moving through 3 even? No. There's other factors, right? We got the COVID factor. So why don't we talk about the details of that first, AJ?
Yeah, intensive protocol occurs when you have four or more people in your organization who have gone into protocol. The Cardinals are now at three, Chandler Jones and two staff members. And what intensive protocol includes, it's virtual only meetings, limited outdoor gatherings, increased physical distancing, mask wearing at all times, including for players during practice time, and eliminating group meals. And that additional mask also includes masks in the weight room, masks during medical treatment. So it ramps up quite a bit if you have four or more in protocol.
What happens if you're getting medical treatment on your teeth?
That is, honestly, I don't have the answer to that, but I would assume you have to wear the mask.
I think Jonas would know. I mean, I just think he would. I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas. Though, Mackenzie, let's be candid. When Jonas, I was befuddling him for months at a time with one of those reads he was doing. Well, can you remember what it was? It was like,
yeah, there was no reason ever, no matter what the cause, to take off your seatbelt while you're driving.
Okay.
He firmly believed that to
and
this
I
day.
And I was throwing a few hypotheticals at him, and let's just say he got stumped.
Like if you're texting and driving and you drop your phone, you have to take your seatbelt off
no.
to get it, right?
No. That's a very brutish way to think about it. No, what I was saying was, like, imagine if you're reading, you're then passenger seat, and you're reading the original version of the Declaration of Independence. And the wind blows, and it's like flipping around in the back seat, like whipping where it's ready to go out the window. What do you do?
I think you have to save it. That paper, the papyrus it was written on is very old.
But AJ, you're missing the point. You never, ever take your seatbelt off.
I guess
See?
So.
Exactly. I'm RJ Bell. Victory again. All right. So
you're claiming victories over me with arguments with Jonas. I don't understand this.
It's just a perpetuation of like. Listen, here's the answer. There's not always an easy answer, buddy. All right. Now moving forward, there's the weather issue. Now we looked a little deeper at the opening number on the total in this game with Cleveland, and it was in Arizona, and it was 53. So now the current number is on the total, AJ?
The current total is now 49.5.
Okay. So we're talking about, you know, a 3.5, maybe 4-point move in some spots. And that's a sign of concern about the wind. And this is something that bears repeating. We'll say it a couple times every year. Is unless it is so cold, and I would say usually about 15 degrees, all right? If it's 15 or below that, cold can really hinder scoring. But at even 22, 23, especially, you know, degrees, especially if the teams aren't from the south, if they're, you know, not completely foreign to cold weather, is, you know, 22, 23, 24, the coldness doesn't stop scoring or doesn't hinder scoring. When it comes to precipitation, unless it's like a monsoon, unless it's like a foot of snow, it doesn't really do much to stop scoring. A little bit of rain, a little bit of sleet, it's fine. If anything, and this is a great point, the offensive players know where they're going. The defensive players don't. So the defensive players, the cornerbacks are more inclined to slip if it's a little slippery. And what happens if a wide receiver slips? Well, he one guy's out of the play. But if a cornerback slips, it's almost a touchdown every time. So, like, if you think about it, the sleet and what comes with it in the rain, actually, you know, any time it's slick actually hurts the defense more. But the wind, which is invisible, is something that you have to count big time. If the wind is blown, especially if it's crosswinds, and each stadium has their own kind of death winds, like these winds are really tough, and man, oh man, does it affect scoring. And since it is invisible effectively, it's something that doesn't – you don't really know how windy it is watching a game on TV unless the announcers talk about it. And thus, this is a big factor. It brought the total down significantly. And, AJ, you've got a theory, I agree with it, of which team this benefits.
I think it certainly it benefits more the team with the power running game, which is Cleveland. Obviously, Arizona, more of a finesse offense, and I think that if there are 20-mile-an-hour-plus winds, which that's what's projected now, at least the steady winds of 20 miles an hour in Cleveland on Sunday, that's not going to affect the Browns' offense as much.
Brad, I think yesterday when AJ was talking about the winds, you put up something that said the new estimate is 19. What are you seeing now?
I'm seeing the same thing from that same website.
So 19.
NFL football database, yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I thought it was interesting, AJ, that you said like 20, and he like made a point to put up on the screen 19.
I'm looking at weather.com. I don't know where to find a better source than weather.com.
Say that URL one more time.
www.weather.com.
I think that's on point.
It seems like that's where you get the best news from.
Ah, it's good that I mean, Brad's thinking right now, boy, it was that easy to get him worked up, and he's just cackling underneath his breath. I'm RJ Bowe. That's AJ. We're straight out of Vegas. One more factor that points to Cleveland, or at least away from Arizona, and in that COVID situation, one of the players – or the player is very important. You want to explain?
Well, I think that there are – Kyler Murray is obviously a guy who last year we saw banged up quite a bit, did not perform well when he was banged up. And last week it looked like Kyler Murray was starting to feel the effects of the NFL season pile up on him, taking a lot of treatment. I think him being injured – in bad weather, I think it spells a bad scenario for the Cardinals.
Okay, so that's an additional point that Kyle, you know, there's conversation about him getting being less than 100%. But I was talking about the D lineman for Arizona.
Oh, Chandler Jones.
Yeah, Chandler Jones being. Did you mention he was the player initially?
Yes, Chandler Jones and then two staff members. He's the only player in protocol, although DeAndre Hopkins has missed the last 2 days of practice due to a quote-unquote undisclosed illness. But I also, having been around DeAndre Hopkins a lot in Houston, he hardly ever practices, so I wouldn't look too much into that.
But they wouldn't pull him out to the point of saying undisclosed illness, and they don't do that every week.
No, but they did that regularly. It was almost all, because they didn't want to say knee or shoulder.
Well, this was Houston, though, right?
That's true. That was in Houston. They would say personal, or they would say undisclosed illness. And that was before COVID even existed.
Okay, so what you're saying is don't be fooled by that. But what do you – I mean, if you had to rank who's the most valuable players on Arizona, how would that ranking go?
Kyler Murray 1, DeAndre Hopkins 2, Chandler Jones 3.
That's what I was thinking. So when you have – your third best player likely is out. That's moving the needle half a point.
And he's symptomatic. This is not a situation. If he were asymptomatic, you have to have 48 hours of no symptoms and two tests within 48 hours where you're clear. And he's been showing symptoms with his COVID, which makes it more unlikely that he will play.
Yeah, he's not going to play. I mean, it's 10 to. I mean, the only way he would have played is if it was a false positive, and he got the two negatives, and the odds of that are going to be pretty slim. And I don't think we've seen it happen yet, right? When someone's been in a COVID protocol where they are the ones with the positive test, they have not played that week. There hasn't been that holy grail scenario of, oh, the test was wrong, and we're going to find the time to have two tests before so he can play. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, and we've seen that with contact tracing. Guys who have been contact traced early in the week have cleared the protocol and have been able to play.
Not directly the guys who got sick. This explains how you can't just say the Browns, they're favored by 3.5. They're better than Arizona. The starting point of any line, any spread in the NFL is going to be how good is the road team, how good is the home team. Put a home field advantage in there, and that's your spread. That's the starting point. But then you've got situational factors, injuries on both teams, right? Are players coming back that were injured for weeks and weeks prior? And then, obviously, you've got weather, potentially. And then, again, more injuries. In this case, not COVID, but with Kyler Murray. So I think,
and their center Rodney Hudson is out.
Yeah, so I think it's a situation where it almost is shaping up to be a perfect storm of negativity or negatives against Arizona, and even to the point of the national radio host saying they were only 4-0 instead of 5-0, it's all stacking against them. But still, a 3.5-point underdog, Arizona, as the last undefeated team. Okay, we're going to talk about Jalen Hurts and how much progress, how many steps has he taken to be the franchise quarterback for Philadelphia. I think it's more than you might think.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm A.J. Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, R.J. Bell.
Well, I tell you, if you're picking up cornerbacks off of Seattle's discard heap, that's not good in any stretch. You know what tells me for sure, AJ, in this Dodgers game, or almost for sure, that they are going to go, you know, this is only kind of a trickeroo, is the fact the line hardly moved, right? If you went from one of your best pitchers to a guy that has, what I think we said, 1 1/3 innings so far in the entire playoffs, obviously there'd be a big drop in your odds. They didn't really move. They were a small or underdog. The Dodgers were. Now they're a slightly, like a 5 cents more of an underdog right now. What's the current number?
The current number is -115 on the Giants.
Giants
just
at home.
Just ticked down -111 in some places, 113.
Ooh, all right. So a little movement downward towards the Dodgers. Remember, when they had to play in that one game elimination, even so, they were still the favorite to win the World Series. And now the favorite, they're no longer the favorite, but if they win this game, they will be again. They will be again. All right, Hurts, you're a cynical fellow. You like to make fun of athletes a lot. Not make fun, you like to be hypercritical of them, I think it's fair to say. And then even if they keep improving, you want to ignore that because it takes effort to change your take. You'd rather just keep saying they're horrible. Would you agree with all that?
Of course.
Okay. What do you think of Hurts?
I think when you really consider how much time Jalen Hurts has had, and he's had 9 starts in his NFL career. So if you look at him as a rookie, you have to think Jalen Hurts is doing pretty well. And I didn't believe that coming into the season. I didn't see any real promise in him. I have started to come around to where I'm seeing some flashes. And last week or 2 weeks ago against Kansas City, I really saw some. But then it's like, well, okay, that's Kansas City. Last week, not a great statistical game for him against Carolina, but I started to see some decision-making get better, running the football again. I think that I like Jalen Hurts. I don't necessarily love the way the Eagles are using Jalen Hurts or that they're putting so much on him. It seems like with such a young quarterback, you'd want to lean more on your run game, and the Eagles run the ball less than anybody. It just seems like they're asking Jalen Hurts to do more than he should at this point.
Here's the thing, though, and I think this might be something you need to really think on, is that you only can test, you can only give a trial run to one quarterback at a time, but you only can do that if you actually make it a challenge. If you protect them big time, True. You don't know what you got. And at the end of this year, Philly has to know what they have. If they have their quarterback, great. If they don't, they've got potentially 3 picks in the first round next year to try to, you know, trade up or get one. They got to find out. Even if it hurts his performance, as long as they're grading on a curve, they'd rather him be in high-pressure situations, I think. Okay, so we're going to talk about, and we're going to take our final break, and then we're going to do our Vegas preview on Thursday Night Football, in which Hurts is playing. And oh, by the way, AJ is 4-1 on his props. We'll see if he can keep that streak going.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman. Let's take a look at Thursday night football, where the defending champion Tampa Bay Bucks are 7-point favorites at the Philadelphia Eagles tonight.
Yeah, and this line has been dropping just a little bit. It's, you know, you have to lay a little extra juice with Philly if you want to take those seven. So it's like 6.75. Why would it be dropping? Well, AJ is going to have his prop bet. Now, what's your record on Thursday night prop bets, AJ?
4-1, RJ. Much inferior to your 1-0 Monday night prop record.
Yeah, but still, I'd rather be 4-1. How many units you have 4-1?
You're up 3.
Yeah, well, you pay the vig, though. So 2.9, sure. And I'm up 1. So,
that's
yes.
True.
Yours is better, buddy. Okay, we're going to have that. Are you feeling confident on that?
I feel really good about this one.
Okay, so you're saying you're probably getting a little overconfident, but you did lose last week, so I think we're fine. I think one of the main reasons this line is dropping, and this is going to sound kind of goofy, but listen to these numbers. Tom Brady, in his time since he went to Tampa Bay, so last season and this season, in the regular season, obviously playoffs are a different story. How's he do at night? Tom Brady doesn't shy away from the bright lights. He's not afraid of attention. He's not scared of the pressure. You would think he does very well. Mackenzie Rivers pregame.com research. How's Brady done in night games at Tampa Bay regular season?
Against the spread, 0-6, negative 12 ATS margin.
All right.
3-3 straight up.
So, if you bet him every time, you're yet to be paid. 0.0 cashes. And you said 12 points ATS margin?
Yes, negative 12.
Now, think about that. What we're saying is, if you gave Brady 12 points a game, so 6 games, so it's going to be, what, 98 or 108 points. If you gave him 108 points, he would have just broken even against the spread. So, I mean, that is, I mean, a teaser, 6 points, he could have double teased and you wouldn't be covering. So, is this a coincidence? Is this just small sample size? Maybe, but what do we know about Brady? He goes to bed early. He tapes Jeopardy, then watches it the next morning. So, I mean, if you think about that, it's like, well, what time are these games going on? Well, the deciding parts of the game, sometimes midnight. So that's a lot later than 6:45. So I don't, if I would have said this coming in last year with no data, you could have said maybe. But then imagine a year goes by where he's 0-6 in those games. I don't think you can even debate that that it has to be a consideration. It may be true, it may not be, but it's such a potent concept that him playing in night games, Tom Brady, because he goes to bed early, hurts his performance. I don't think you can discard it. I'm RJ Belt. We're Straight Out of Vegas. Okay, now you got your best bet coming up, AJ. Going for 5-1, AJ Hoffman.
I'm going to go with Chris Godwin over 5.5 receptions. The Eagles are struggling to stop slot receivers, and Godwin is obviously one of the best in the league. There's no Gronk to take away targets over the middle, so he should see plenty of work. He operates from the slot on 67% of the Bucs snaps. The only above-average player in the Eagles secondary is Slay. He's going to be outside, probably on Antonio Brown most of the night, but he was targeted 10 times against the Dolphins, and with Brady nursing an injury to his thumb, I would expect more quick hits than deep shots. So I'm going to like Chris Godwin over 5.5 receptions tonight for Tampa.
Okay. Have you ever heard someone say that is suspiciously good? Well, that is suspiciously good. That was one of the best handicaps I've heard. Now, let me ask you, AJ, did you get help from our film guy on that?
I did not get help from our film guy on that.
All right. Well, let me just say this. I'm convinced. Thumbs up. Suspiciously good from AJ Hoffman.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you backing me on this one.
Well, no. Really, in truth, I'm saying it's too good.
It's great.
Go, buddy.
All right. If you missed any of today's shows, including the breakdown of the Dodgers-Giants pitching situation, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We are Straight Out of Vegas. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Vegas time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!